Well, he's now become the Deputy Prime Minister of our country. His name is Barnaby Joyce, and we should welcome him to the program. Congratulations, Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much, mate. I'm actually down in your beautiful city, staring out the harbour.
Oh, it's beautiful today. Lovely afternoon.
Yeah,
has it sunk in? Has this sunk in, and when did it sink in for you?
It's a pretty awesome responsibility. It amazes me. When you have some trepidation, Chris, when you actually know what's involved with the job, but before, if you didn't know about it, you'd sort of be naively excited. But if you actually know what you have to do, you're thinking, I've got to make sure I do the right thing and look after the people who sent me here.
And it means, of course, when Malcolm and Lucy head down to the south of France on holidays, you're it.
Yeah, but it's not like it's not like West Wing. We don't have vice presidents where you're walking around with the nuclear button in your bag. It's a cabinet system of government, and even the prime minister can't do anything he wants. It has to go through cabinet, and that's certainly the case when they're away. As far as the actions of the deputy prime minister as well.
So in the past 24 hours, have the suited men from our spy agencies and protective services given you a secret and stern briefing?
No, but I got one from my wife.
What did she say? A briefing about what? Don't forget us?
Yeah, don't make the tea. Get out of bed.
What about your four daughters? Have they said anything to you?
They're good. They're all good. They're all very excited. It's humbling, Chris, all the messages you get of people that you haven't heard from for ages just ringing up and saying, we're really happy about this, good luck and all the best and...
I remember not too long ago, it was about 2008 or 2007, who'd have thought that here was a bloke that we were sitting with on this program. I was sitting with you at Floriade.
Yeah.
Millions of flowers around us. We were bashing the carbon tax to a pulp together.
Yeah.
We were trying to get you a ministry. And then all of a sudden you become the person that has the Prime Minister's ear. You're the Deputy Prime Minister of the country.
The main thing I want to make sure is that just never get ahead of yourself. Never get full of yourself. Always keep your head screwed on and work hard. And so I'm a little bit flippant, but I only use that as a purpose to just keep myself humble so that I don't get all caught up. I just think of what's the job I've got to do now? How am I going to do it? How do I do it well? Who out there needs our help? Who sent me here? Those people in those corrugated iron and wood houses, brick and tiles, farmers. Okay, what exactly do they want out of this?
And they don't want you to go and become a yes person for Malcolm Turnbull. They want you to be Barnaby Joyce.
That's right. They want you to stand up. They want you to go and fight. And as I was explaining to everybody today, of course, at the start, you've got a lot of latitude to clearly express your fights. I still have those fights. My capacity to express them in a blow-by-blow description to people, of course, is limited. Otherwise, the whole system of government falls to pieces.
Sure.
But you're in a position as the Deputy Prime Minister where you've sort of crossed the fence a little bit from you trying to influence people to people trying to influence you.
Yeah. Understand. I've got a bloke on the other line here who's just phoned in. This is a secret just for you, all right? No, I didn't mention this to your staff because then they never let me have a chat with you. His name is Andrew Puckridge.
I certainly know him.
Andrew Puckridge, g'day.
Hey, Barney, how are you, mate?
Hey, Puck, how are you going, mate?
I've no idea how they tracked me down, but they did. It was great.
How did they track you down?
No idea.
Puck, how far
I'll just remind you before you say anything else, I know where you live.
It doesn't matter, mate. I've asked Nat for permission and she said yes.
Andrew Puckeridge, tell us about Barnaby Joyce when he was playing football and rugby for Moree.
Well, we played it together at Walker, and then he moved from Walker up to Moree, and you always knew that someone had your back. You didn't have to worry about anything if you went on the field with Barney. You knew that if anything erupted on the field, you never had to look over your left shoulder if that's where Barney was. You knew he was right behind you.
Is it true that he took something from his footy bag out with him on a Friday and Saturday night just in case?
That could be called true.
It's a mouth guard, right?
Yes, it's a mouth guard. Yeah, I remember going out with him one night in Armadale, and I said, "What's that? What are you doing with that?" And he said, "Oh, that's just in case we're needed. I've got really good teeth. I don't want them hurt."
Barnaby, is that right?
Do you know how much it costs to get your teeth replaced?
Oh, how good's that? Look, Andrew, I won't keep you any further, but it must make you scratch your head to think that a bloke who was always very tenacious and always very ambitious, but has got this far and still going strong.
Well, not really. You knew he was always going to go paces. There's a fine line between sort of brilliance and eccentricity, and he walks that sometimes, but he walks it well. And everything he's achieved has been fantastic. He's always, I will say this, I actually sent him a text last night. I was driving up to Sydney and my wife was driving. I sent him a text and I thought, geez, well done. And I said after it, mate, do I have to call you sir now? And I won't say what his reply was, but you know, straight away. He didn't answer my first one, but he answered that one straight away. And he said, mate, never get carried away. And he hadn't the whole time. He's never got carried away. He's kept his feet on the ground, and it's great to see the success.
Thank you, Andrew, for your time.
See you.
Thank you. See you, mate. Catch up with you later.
Yeah, see you. Thank you. Good on you, mate.
That could be a really good omen for you. Take the mouth guard into Parliament just in case.
Yeah, well, it's the wild and woolly days, and I'm glad they're long behind me. But she's a wild rite of passage growing up in the country, Chris, let me tell you.
I know. Now, two quick questions. Tony Windsor calls you a retail politician, not a detail politician. He doesn't like Barnaby Joyce, never has liked Barnaby Joyce.
That's right.
I would have thought you're very big on detail, and I don't know where he gets that from.
Well, I'm an accountant. I'm a fellow of the CPAs. I ran my own accountancy practice. I had up to 550 clients. I've got a rough idea how detail works.
Yes.
Have a look at the Department of Agriculture, where we now are getting record prices for cattle, record prices for sheep, better access and better prices for our wine, record prices for our protein grains, and then just have a look at the department itself that's got through a white paper that has got $500 million ready to start building dams and ask, do we know what we are doing? Does this sound like the actions of someone who doesn't know the detail?
Yeah, exactly. Stuart Robert, we hear, has now lost his cabinet position. Malcolm Turnbull has a great deal of problems at the moment. Is it possible the Liberals have been a tad arrogant and complacent, which is why we're seeing them fall like tenpins?
Well, we want it to stop, obviously, but at least Malcolm's dealt with this. You have to give people a chance to get all the details out. You can't just, on the first sign of smoke, go out and shoot somebody. You've got to find all the details. But once the details become apparent, you've got to say, sorry, good night, Irene.
Now, one quick thing. Given the fact that you have just become Deputy Prime Minister, I've got a text here from my lady Susie. We've just had twins, as you may know.
Yep.
Henry and Angus are our twins. They're 3 weeks old today. Susie just wanted to let you know that we're giving one of them the middle name of Barnaby after you.
That is an incredible honour. And Susie, I'm absolutely humbled by that.
It's done. Locked in.
That's good. It's an interesting name. When my parents gave it to me, let's just say that there wasn't many young boys around town with that name, and it turned you either into a very quiet boy or a very good fighter.
Well, that's why we've made it a middle name and not his first name, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. I know you're busy, busy, busy. Thank you very much for giving us some time.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks, mate.
Okay, the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce.